This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Tuesday lunchtime and I'm Lana O'Connor with Red FM's daily news podcast. The investigation into the discovery of human bones in Middleton is continuing 1 week after the skull of a woman was uncovered. This is how we cover the story in our morning bulletins. Gardaí investigating the discovery of human remains on the old Middleton to Youghal railway line have sent DNA samples for analysis. It's hoped the samples will match records held in the Garda Missing Persons database and lead to an identification of the remains. Jamie O'Hara has this report for Red FM News.
Gardaí believe the remains have been at the scene for between 1 and 5 years. An initial post-mortem examination by assistant state pathologist Dr. Margot Bolster showed the skull belongs to a woman of less than 65 years of age. Gardaí were in contact with the husband of missing Tina Satchwell following the discovery. However, they have stressed that the visit is simply in line with protocols regarding missing persons. 47-year-old Tina went missing from her home in Youghal in March 2017. Her husband Richard maintains she is alive and is appealing for her to return home. The skull was found a week ago today by workmen clearing ground on the proposed Middleton to Youghal Greenway near Shantygate, where the scene remains sealed off this morning. Jamie O'Hara, Red FM News.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin will issue an apology to survivors of mother and baby homes. The apology comes 5 years after an investigation into the running of the homes began. Here's how that story was reported earlier today. Survivors of the country's mother and baby homes will be presented with the Commission of Investigation's final report later. It was established in 2015 and is expected to detail how 9,000 children died in the institutions, a mortality rate four times that of the general population. 2 years ago, an interim report by the Commission of Investigation into Mother and Baby Homes was unable to establish where up to 900 children who died at the Besborough home in Blackrock here in Cork were buried. The Commission also found it hard to understand how no member of the congregation was able to say where the children were laid to rest. Campaigners have spent years seeking information on the whereabouts of all the children who died at Besborough and say no stone should be left unturned in the search. Government ministers will discuss the findings at Cabinet this morning ahead of a presentation to survivors and the report's eventual publication. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald says a planned state apology by the Taoiseach is welcome but will not be enough for survivors.
A whole system of redress and supports is absolutely essential, but perhaps above and beyond all of those things is access to the truth. And this week and the publication of this report needs to mark the end of the days when state institutions, including Tuusla, to this very day frustrate the efforts of victims and survivors to access their own records.
Catch up on Cork with our new daily news podcast, Red FM News Extra.
I'm Rory on Sport, and Six Nations organisers are hopeful this year's competition can go ahead. However, the fate of the tournament hangs on discussions being held today in France. The Six Nations is due to begin on February 6th, with organisers optimistic it'll go ahead as planned in empty stadiums. However, after forcing the suspension of this season's Champions Cup, French authorities are meeting to decide their involvement in international rugby. They're concerned about the virulent British strain of COVID-19. In football, Manchester United can go top of the Premier League table tonight. A positive result away to Burnley will see them replace Liverpool at the top. That kicks off at 8:15. At the same time, Wolves and Everton go head-to-head, while at 6, Sheffield United host Newcastle United. And in Gaelic Games, Corkman Shane Ronayne will take charge of the Waterford men's footballers. The former Tipperary ladies boss won back-to-back All-Ireland ladies football titles with Moran Abbey. And Kilkenny manager Brian Cody will take charge of the county's senior hurlers in the championship for a 23rd year. That'll match the record of Sean Boland's time in charge of the Meath footballers from 1982 to 2005.
Get Red FM's News Extra at redextra.ie and check out our other podcasts.
You heard in the news there at 9 o'clock with regards to the skeletal remains that were found down in the East Cork on the Middleton to Youghal railway line. Now, that's a story that keeps on changing. They are now saying that the skull and bones outside Middleton are believed to be between 1 and 5 years old. 1 to 5 years old. So that certainly could include 47-year-old Tina Satchwell, who went missing from her home in 2017. Now, Richard maintains she's alive and is appealing, always appeals for her to return home. He's gone very quiet now with regards to engaging with the media. I suppose he wants to let the Gardaí and the investigation get on and determine whose body it is. But DNA will tell a lot in this. So what we know now at this stage is that the bones are 1 to 5 years old, and it's a woman less than 65 years of age when she died. So that's where we're at. So DNA and different records that the Gardaí hold, not just for Tina Satchwell, but for other people who are missing and unaccountable for in the coming days, or maybe up to a week. And then there could well be news there. But speculation is rife in East Cork regarding the finding of remains on the disused rail line outside Middleton. So Seamus Whelan took to the streets of Middleton yesterday just to catch up and chat with the public down there. Have a listen to this.
I don't know, I've heard so many different stories about it. It's hard to say, like, you know. But I think it's frightening, you know, if it's been there this long, or it could be anybody, or it could be, you know, who knows, like. My friend thinks it was a black and tan, as far as he knows, but so it's hard to say.
Do you realise they've been walking out there for the last 20 years on the track, like? Yeah. They've never seen it. It's amazing, isn't it? You've seen it there for days? Days.
Could be anyone.
We've been walking out there, I'm not talking since I was 14 years of age, up to the last 4 years, and we've never seen anything like it. Or the dogs never picked anything up. It's very funny, like.
I don't really know at the moment what's the story, because they don't really know who it is, like, but I think it's a woman's fells, I know, but they'll have to wait, I suppose. She could be there 100 years, sure. It could be there 20 years. It could be there 5 years. I haven't heard much, actually, because there's no one out and about. Like, if it was normal times, we'd have it all. We'd have solved it already.
Don't forget to like and subscribe to get Red FM's News Extra daily.